This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 215 for Monday, January 8th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back Monday morning as they follow comparable oils to the downside. The March canola contract loses $5 at $613.90 per ton, and the May contract gives up $5.20 at $621.60 per ton. Along with mounting losses in the Chicago soy complex, there are declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Sharp decreases in global crude oil prices are putting a fair bit of pressure on the vegetable oils. Winter is hitting the prairies hard, with temperatures turning much colder and with snow in the forecast. The Grain Services Union is suspending its strike against Viterra. The union is giving its members of Locals 1 and 2 the opportunity to vote on Viterra's latest offer. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that producer deliveries over the last 2 weeks ending December 31st improved to 345,000 tons. Canola exports dropped to 82,500 tons, while domestic usage climbs to 283,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday morning, with the loonie at 74.71 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.92. Despite Brazil getting rain to aid its soybean and corn crops, the long-range outlook for the country is calling for conditions to turn drier. Brazil reports its December soybean exports double from a year ago to 3.8 million tons. However, Brazil corn exports for December slipped from a year ago at 6.1 million tons. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to publish its January supply and demand estimates on Friday, along with its quarterly grain stocks and winter wheat seeding reports. Meanwhile, the USDA will release its export inspections report later this morning. As with the Canadian prairies, the major growing areas of the U.S. are forecast to receive snow or rain this week, depending on the region. Temperatures as well are forecast to drop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday morning. The March contract falls 16 cents at $12.40 per bushel. March soy oil is down nearly 0.8 of a cent at 46.84 cents per pound. March soy meal slips $1.50 at $367.90 per short ton. The Chicago corn March contract gives up 7 cents at $4.53.5 per bushel. Chicago March oats adds 2.5 cents at $3.55.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago March tumbles 19.5 cents at $5.96.5. Kansas City March retreats 17 cents at $6.11. And Minneapolis March gives up a dime at $7.02. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 8th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.